Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Merry Christmas, Curious George. And it is read today by Mommy and
Chicho Chicken Wing.
Chicho Chicken Wing? It was written by Kathy Hapka, illustrated in the style of H.A. Rey and Mary by Mary O'Keefe Young. Are you ready?
Of course
you are. Here we go. In the picture, the very first thing we see is a beautiful blue sports car driven by a man who wears a bright yellow cowboy hat. And next to him, we see a monkey. That's right, a monkey. This is George. He lived with his friend, the man with the yellow hat. He was a good little monkey and always very curious. Today, George is visiting a Christmas tree farm. "You can help me pick out the perfect tree for our home," his friend told him. "Keep close to me while we look." George promised to be good, but little monkeys sometimes forget. The Christmas tree farm had more trees than George had ever seen. He found a very nice one right away, but then another caught his eye, and then one more, and then another. George was curious how many Christmas trees could there be. George could not resist climbing up the tallest tree to get a better view. He looked for the man with the yellow hat, but his friend was nowhere in sight. Because, you know, as he was seeing all those trees, one tree after another, he was jumping from one tree to another. And now he's gotten much further away from the man with the yellow hat than I think he intended to go, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Two men tromped into the clearing.
"There's our tree,"
one man told the other. The men cut down the tree and loaded it into the truck, along with George. George held on tightly. He saw the man with the yellow hat as the truck drove away, but the truck was going too fast. George could not jump off. He was scared and still a little curious. Soon, the truck stopped in front of a hospital. George peeked out of the branches as the men carried the tree inside. The hospital was a busy place. George jumped out of the tree. Oh no, he's gonna get into so much mischief, isn't he? There was lots here to see and do. He looked at some interesting pictures. What kind of pictures are they?
X-rays.
He found a jacket and tried it on. Whose jacket was it?
I don't know.
What kind of jacket does that look like?
A hospital jacket.
A doctor's jacket, yeah. He played on a trampoline. Was it a trampoline?
No, that's a bed.
A hospital bed, yeah. He even went for a ride on a speedy little cart. What fun! Was it a little cart?
It was a book.
Full of nurses' materials, oh dear. Then George spotted something very interesting. His tree. George knew that Christmas trees were supposed to have tinsel and twinkling lights and shining ornaments, but this tree was empty. George thought and thought, and then he had an idea. What did he do?
He made the Christmas tree.
He decorated. Okay, so imagine, if you will.
That's weird.
A great, big, tall, triangular-shaped cone of a tree, right? It's very full. But it doesn't, it's just green. But then imagine that someone has taken a roll of gauze, or maybe toilet paper, and wrapped it around like garland. And then they've taken a stethoscope and some masks and a few x-rays and maybe a tongue depressor or two, and a clipboard with some medicine, some lollipops, some shots, a few crutches, and then just jammed it all in there.
And a get well soon
balloon. Maybe that's going to go at the top. It's a hospital tree now. Yeah. Fascinating. Next, George noticed a pile of gifts in the corner of the room. The gifts looked pretty, but George was curious. Could he make them look even prettier? This red bow would look much better on this green box, and the name tags might look nicer on different packages, too. Oh no, he has swapped the names on the packages. George! Ugh. A nurse arrived, and what did she see? A monkey! And he's making a big mess! A group of children crowded around the nurse. They were all patients at the hospital. And even though it was almost Christmas, the children were not smiling or looking happy. Now, you've been in a hospital before. Were you happy?
No.
No. I suppose you would have been if there had been a monkey. Maybe? No? Come along, the nurse said, picking George up. I'd better get you out of here before you ruin anything else. Oh, she does not seem happy at all. A girl with a cast stared at George's tree. Suddenly, she giggled. Look, she said. That's my X-ray. A boy laughed. There's the balloon from my room. And all the children started chattering and laughing as they looked at George's funny decorations. Can't he stay for the party? A boy asked the nurse. We don't mind about the gifts. It'll be fun to sort them out.
Please, please let him stay, please.
The other children chimed in. When she saw how happy the children looked, the nurse looked happier too. I suppose he can stay if, she said, he promises to help fix the tree. But George was happy to help. The children helped too. And some of them returned George's decorations, while others handed George the real ornaments. He scampered up and down, stringing lights and hanging tinsel, and being a monkey, he was good at that sort of thing. He was also good at making the children laugh. When the tree was finished, George helped open the gifts. He was having such a good time that he completely forgot he was lost. Until the man with the yellow hat scurried into the room. There you are, George, he cried. I followed that truck all the way here. George was very happy to be reunited with his friend. The nurse invited them both to stay for milk and cookies. Now that would have made being in the hospital a lot better, right? If they had brought you milk and cookies? That's what I thought.
Ho, ho, ho! Did someone mention milk and cookies?
A man in a red suit walked into the room, his belly jiggling. He was holding a beautiful golden star. George's eyes widened. It was
Santa Claus.
Who would like to put the star on top of the tree?
Santa asked.
George! The children cried all at once. Let George do it!
George scurried up the tree one last time. He put the golden star in place carefully. Merry Christmas, Curious George. And wow, what a great story. And for those of you, our friends, who are hearing this story and you are in the hospital, do I have a very special message for you? We are thinking about you, and we want you to get better so soon. And we want you to know that you are deeply loved, and you are very special. And we hope that you have a very Merry Christmas, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to say anything to him?
Merry Christmas.
And feel better soon, huh?
Mm-hmm. And that is...
The end.